and there are creatures that produce infrasound to communicate, like whales. Although Tim Layton believes they've also developed a trick using audible sound.
If sound is propagating through water, the most potent naturally occurring entity it can meet is a bubble. It's been known for decades that humpback whales have this peculiar feeding mechanism. Up to about 30 whales will dive down deep and swim in a circle, releasing bubbles. And this generates a cylindrical wall of bubbles. And what happens is that these bubbles, where the bubbles are, it'll slow the sound down. And so if a whale generates a beam of sound and hits this wall of bubbles, then the sound will be trapped within that wall and go whizzing around it, about a kilometre a second, very fast, but whizzing around, trapped within this wall. And the centre of the cylinder, which is bubble-free, there fish will congregate. And what happens then is the whales swim up from beneath the cylinder with their mouths open and eat the fish. But no one's known why the fish won't leave this bubble net, because we know fish will swim through bubbly water quite happily. What I think is happening is coupled with the fact that the whales, whilst they're producing this net, they are making this very scary, very loud noise. And these sounds, as they get trapped within the cylinder of bubbles, so the fish stay inside the quiet region. If they ever try and leave the net, what they encounter is a very loud wall of sound.
So can we hear a sample of this whale sound?
You can.
So where is this technology going in the future?
I think there are a great many opportunities for using the acoustic effects of bubbles in both the oceans and biomedicine. In the oceans, it's becoming very important because our naval scenarios have moved from being deep water, where you're looking for nuclear subs coming underneath the ice caps, to shallow water like the Gulf, where there are many ways breaking many bubbles in which you can hide objects like mines. In the body, you have the opportunity to collapse bubbles using ultrasound. And so we might conceive of one day taking the bubbles, coating their outer surface so that as they travel through the body they can track down particular types of cells. And so we get these bubbles in, they spread through the body, they attach to a particular type of cells, perhaps cancer cells, something you want to get rid of. And then if we hit these bubbles with ultrasound, we can collapse them. And these bubbles act like little injectors. Whatever is inside the contents of these bubbles, which might be something toxic, could be injected by the bubble collapse into the cell and inactivate that particular cell.
And the cellular world vibrates too, and vibration, as we know, is sound.